think it was just as important as in Portland. I think San Antonio, we could play both ways with them, just knowing that I thought we were better offensively. I think this team is just as good as us offensively. I think obviously we have their strengths inside, our strengths is, you know, shooting and, you know, spreading the floor. But yeah, it's going to be crucial for this series because they definitely don't want to play that. You know, you see Gasol and Bynum, they don't want to get the screens and transitions and all that. So the one time we executed that, we won by, 18-20 at home.
What happens when they get set defensively, when they can start
when they get set, you zone it up. You have Kobe and Artest that are on ball, Scrappy Fisher. You know, they can play angles, and then you have guys like Gasol that can, you know, front the post, and then when he spreads his arms, you can't make a direct pass. You got to lob it over. You got Bynum, who, if it comes off, even if you box him out, he could just, you know, reach over you. So, you know, the pace of the game, and even if they score, getting it out fast and doing high pick and rolls quick so Bynum can't get out there in time or Gasol is crucial.
Was it almost good in hindsight that you guys went through that December and January to figure some things out and change some things? Like, was it a wake-up call about what you guys needed to become?
Yeah, I think it's a wake-up call to show, not even a wake-up call, I think it was a good decision with Robin just because, you know, he's the center of the future, he's someone you drafted first round. If you put a top 10, top 12 pick in, you expect them to play. He showed you not only can he play, but he's producing more than most people would think as a starter. It put Channing in a comfortable, you know, sixth, seventh man to give us scoring power off the bench with myself and him, and kind of put everybody in the right positions to succeed. And with that being said, Amari and Steve playing at the high level they was, opened the floor for Jay Rich to start getting his rhythm. And once we had that third score that was consistent, we just took off from there.
Did you know right away that you were a different team, like right at the start of February?
I knew once seeing how Robin scoring the ball, he was getting, you know, 14 to 18 points average and didn't have a play call for him. He was getting 8 or 9 rebounds, blocking shots. And then I think once Amari knew he was here, he took his game even to the next level. And then I thought, hey, not only are we going to make the playoffs, we're looking for seeding. And let's try to get to that 2 spot. Yeah, it's important for him to get, you know, 6 to 10 off, you know, rebounds and, you know, Steve throwing lobs, and that will happen naturally. But it's more important for him to put a body and size on Bynum and, you know, trying to redirect some shots, if not foul, and put him on the line. And just, you know, with him, he can match size for size with him, so that's crucial.
Any matchups that you guys are looking at, you know, taking advantage
of Derek? I mean, it's not too soon. I mean, I think it's just a fan of the game. You know that you have to use Steve in the high screen and roll. If it could be Fisher or Farmer guarding him with either Bynum or Gasol, they're not really good off the screen and roll. And another matchup you're looking for, whoever, if Kobe's guarding Jay Rich, he can't just, you know, score all the points and not guard. We'll have to, you know, throw Jay Rich on the block, get him up quicks, and be able to use his jump shot and get him going.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you think you can win the series, but is there that, you know, innate confidence, like you know you're going to win, or is it kind of like, oh, everything's got to go right for us?
Not everything's going to go right. We know that if we play our game, we should win. And I think that with this team is people have that fear in a sense of, like, you know, media and that, because they're the world champions, you know. To beat them, you're going to have to play the top of your game. You can't just play half ball. You know, anytime you're dealing with one of the best players in the world and a team of that stature and a coach of that stature, you have to be on top of your game to beat them.
Does it fire you up when you see people picking against you and talking about,
you know what, players? You know, it doesn't really fire me up. You know, you're going to play your own game. I mean, like, if they didn't pick me, I would play just as hard. Obviously, that's a reporter's job to be able to do something like that. For us, it's our job to go out there, get wins, and move on. And, you know, if we can win, we can steal game one. Now people that picked them might be jumping off the bandwagon, so I just really listen to Steve.
So Steve's,
Steve's someone, you know, someone saying, yeah, when you win, don't get too high. When you lose, don't get too low. Stay even keel. And, you know, everybody's down on LeBron for, you know, now they're going to lose the series. They win next game, now they're all back on the bandwagon. So just stay even keel.
It seemed like the team used the Spurs, you know, championship history and their pedigree to raise the game and did not have letdowns. Mm-hmm. Do you think that same thing applies here with the Lakers, where you know it's the Lakers and world champions and you raise your game to match that?
Yeah, I think every series you have to raise your game. I think it was with the Spurs. I think it was a lot of motivation. Just for one, they beat them all those years. It was passion. The focus they came in for that series was at the highest I've been here. I think this series, not only if it's the highest, because you're trying to get to the NBA Finals, you're playing a team that's the best team you've played all year, and you know that they have a lot of strengths, and we have to be on top of our game to negate it and use our strengths to their weaknesses.
How does it feel to be 4 wins away from the finals?
It feels like it's a long way. It feels like a long ways. We have a lot of work to do, so I'm happy that we're going there, but not satisfied that, you know, hey, you know, once we get to three, I'll be even more excited. But, you know, four is a long way from now.
How can you make things tough on Kobe?
Double.